Welcome to BIC Magazine's Industry Roundtable, the program where business and industry connect to share topics and ideas that move the world's energy. BIC Magazine's Industry Roundtable is brought to you by BIC Recruiting, the leader in energy market recruiting.
Hey everybody, it's Jeremy Osterberger with BIC Alliance and BIC Magazine. Today I'm joined by Diego Carli. Diego is VP of Commercial for Clough. And for those of you who don't know Clough, they deliver sustainable, fit-for-purpose project engineering, procurement, construction, commissioning, operations, and maintenance solutions. They deliver capabilities in the three global market sectors, metals and minerals, oil and gas, and power and water. So the company's been in existence for about 100 years. They have global headquarters in Perth, Australia, and U.S. headquarters here in Houston. Diego has been kind enough to share some of his time and give us an update on the downstream EPC industry here in the U.S. And he's also a panelist for the upcoming Economic Alliance Houston Port Region and BIC Alliance Industrial Procurement Forum, that is scheduled to be a webinar on June 4th. Diego, how are you?
I'm good. Nice to be with you, Jeremy.
All right, man. You got the kids locked away in the other room?
Yes, they are locked.
Nice, man. You know, in this day and age, it's like any interview I've done, there's always that threat, right? All right, man. Well, if they come in, they're welcome to comment on the EPC market here. So, okay, Diego, so I got some questions for you. You know, look, before we get into some of my questions, though, just give everybody a little insight into your role at Clough and what are your responsibilities?
Thank you. Thank you, Jeremy. So thank you for having me as part of this interview. And also, I'm excited about being a panelist for the upcoming procurement forum organized by the Economic Alliance and BIC Alliance. Now, I currently am the Vice President of Commercial for the Clough, and I am assigned to one of our major projects here in the Gulf region. I've been in this role now for 3 months. I moved over here from Australia, from our headquarters in Perth. That was 4 years ago, and I moved over, and my scope was to grow, to help Clough grow in North America.
So let's get into it. You know, certainly the effects of COVID-19 and the subsequent demand destruction have forced some greenfield and brownfield projects to be, you know, pushed or placed on hold. But from an EPC perspective, you know, what is the kind of short-term and long-term outlook here for sort of the downstream refining, petrochemical, capital project outlook?
Of course, right now in the short terms, we see a lot of projects are getting delayed and the project start date are pushing to the right. And we have a lot of uncertainty in the market right now. But we believe that long-term, the fundamentals are still strong in the petrochemical downstream sector. And realistically for us, we see this probably technology emerging as a key enabler to leverage our global workforce. I think COVID is teaching us that we can work remotely and we can have we can use technology like we're doing right now to execute projects.
So, Diego, you know, what has to happen for owner companies to feel more confident moving forward with maybe some projects that are delayed?
Yeah, it's a really good question. I think everyone is trying to adapt to this situation. And owners, what we see, they're looking at their capital expenditure under the new demand scenario. For sure, with the slowdown in the global economy, a lot of macroeconomic factors are now becoming part of the picture and really are having an impact on new project final investment decision. So it's hard to say what is going to happen. I think I can only give you a little bit what we think right now. We see maybe a U shape or a W shaped recovery curve in the market that is likely to take place. And so at the moment, what we think is going to help our clients to move forward with project is really a little bit more certainty around the mitigation strategy to be put in place to mitigate the impact of COVID-19.
That's right. And like you kind of mentioned, sort of regionally too, and maybe obviously different in some different areas, and that's going to could potentially impact obviously here on the Gulf Coast for sure. So Diego, you know, give us some more insight into Clough. You know, give us some current projects in North America, particularly along the Gulf Coast. What are you guys up to?
Yeah, we are relatively new. You mentioned in your intro that we are a 100-year-old company, and it's only in the last five or 6 years through some acquisition that we've really started penetrating the North American market. And right now, we currently have some major projects across the Gulf Coast. So we have a major engineering procurement construction project, and it's really in the petrochemical refining space. We just completed another petrochemical project down here in the Gulf Coast. And we also have a nearshore marine project undergoing in British Columbia in Canada.
You know, how has this COVID-19 affected sort of day-to-day procedures more in the field?
Yeah, it's, you know, we are at the core, we are an EPC company. We like EPC lump sum, we're a construction company. So then now we are completely rethinking our traditional execution methodology for the field. Here in the US specifically, and I can tell a little bit more in relation to the Gulf Coast project, we are completely rethinking our site entry procedure. We are rethinking the breaks. We're really assessing the density of the workforce to take into consideration social distancing and also the medical support requirements. So we are really re-looking at our execution plan. And it's funny that in HSSC, typically the big letter there is the S of safety. Now the big letter is the H of health. And so we're really, really looking at that with the rethinking how it's going to affect our execution. We don't think that in isolation we're going to be able to solve this issue. I think we need to work with our supply chain and our clients to really come up with the best outcome for the projects.
That's right. And like you mentioned, 100 years experience, you've seen a few things over that time. So Clough's modified the way it does things in the past and can do so now. So,
and some challenging projects in some challenging regions. So this is not the first time that we are faced with something unexpected. You know, as an EPC business, what we do, we manage risk and we manage changing conditions. And so definitely we are taking COVID, we're having an open mindset about COVID. And what we think is that this unprecedented situation, what it's going to do is just, it's only going to make our business stronger in the long term.
Thank you, Diego. So Bic has an audience that includes many suppliers and subcontractors for an organization like Clough. If you are a vendor or supplier trying to work with Clough, maybe as a subcontractor, could you give me a little insight and insight for them on how should they go about that?
Yeah, look, we as an organization, we've been surprised by the level of competence of our supplier subcontractor here in the Gulf Coast region. And so we are new to this region, relatively new. And so what we really rely on our partner supplier to grow even further. And what we're looking for, we're not looking for one-off transactional supplier, we're looking for partners. We have a really structured online pre-qualification process and bidding process. But, you know, it's been a little bit hard to really interact with the supplier because of social distancing. Unfortunately, we cannot meet with the suppliers face-to-face, right, because of the working from home policies that we are adopting. But ultimately, what I would encourage any supplier that are currently bidding for project that we are executing in the Gulf Coast region is just to comply with our bid requirement. But at the same time, to be proactive, you know, to be proactive in proposing alternative solution or value-add solution, because ultimately we're going to assess the submission based on the quality of the submission from a technical and a commercial perspective and a COVID-19 response perspective, but we're looking for someone that is willing to share some of the risk and the reward from our project. So we're looking really for partners.
Well, look, Diego, I really appreciate your time today. We're grateful for you joining us and give us an update on the EPC world and on Clough. So thank you so much for participating today.
Hey, Jeremy, thank you to you and Bic Alliance and Bic Magazine. It's just it's great to have to have the opportunity to talk with you guys. And I look forward to the procurement forum where we're going to talk a little bit more about what's happening on the Houston port region.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and so for everyone watching, Diego's referencing here, because of social distancing and our inability to get together as a group this soon, the Economic Alliance Houston Port Region and BIC Alliance have opted to hold our industrial procurement forum as a webinar rather than an in-person event. So that's going to be June 4th at 9 a.m. We're going to be live until approximately about 9:30 a.m. And there's a fantastic lineup of panelists. Diego will be participating. We also have Vincent DiCosimo of Targa Resources as a keynote, and some other folks on the panel include Adele Malik of McCarthy, Yvette Campbell-Smith of Port Houston, and Jeff Allen of Burns & McDonald. So you can register at BICmagazine.com, and you can also go to Economic Alliance Houston Port Region's website as well if you can find that path there to register. And look, for everyone watching, please stay safe and stay prosperous. Until next time.
Thank you for downloading this episode of BIC Magazine's Industry Roundtable. Be sure to follow us on social media for program updates and log on to BICmagazine.com for the latest in industry news and connections. BIC Magazine, the leader in connecting the energy industry. BIC Magazine's Industry Roundtable is brought to you by BIC Recruiting, the leader in energy market recruiting.
First step. Take that step with BIC Recruiting and begin your journey with a new career. With over 18 years' experience in providing employment solutions in the energy industry, we work with top-tier companies for their hiring needs. Top jobs with top companies. Visit our website, BICRecruiting.com, to see our latest job offerings.